Welcome. Welcome to New Realities, New Realities Radio. New Realities is dedicated to exploring evolving human potentials in the evolving world. This series explores the idea of how to become more conscious beings, and I present programs that invite the listener to look at their automatic behaviors and to take free rein of their body, mind, and spirit so that we can hope to inhabit a better world. This program is constantly on the lookout for new and different perspectives on achieving a more peaceful reality for the planet, and it's about embracing a synthesis of rational science with mystical awareness. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and each week I look for the most exciting technologies, spiritual sciences, practical sciences, as we move into a new evolution of thought. And I think the crux of this new evolution has to do with the understanding of frequencies. Frequencies and energy, and particularly how we integrate that energy into our bodies. So we're going to get really concrete and practical tonight. I have Dr. Oleg Yasko, a naturopath originally from Russia, who's created something called the Revitalized Technologies, particularly for water. Dr. Yasko, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
I think, you know, it's so vast, your knowledge, that we should start with an understanding of what frequency is and how we actually can translate that understanding into our physical body. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all the same density here. We all can touch each other, so we all must be at the same frequency in order to interact with each other. So how does frequency on a more subtle level, how do we know that? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yes, absolutely. I understand. You see, we'll start with the frequency everybody understand. Oh, frequency is a hertz. 20 hertz,
hertz.
1 hertz, half hertz.
Right.
You know, that's the frequency that we able to see, gigahertz, because we could measure.
We can measure hertz, right?
Right, right. We could measure hertz. But what could we do above hertz is a frequency which is a purely electromagnetic. You see, 30 years research of Soviet Union in the space travel gives them preview of many different frequencies and how they affect in human body. And they find out that as weaker frequencies are, as weaker signal is, as stronger it's affecting our body.
The weaker the signal, the stronger it affects on the body. So in a sense, the way homeopathy works, the most diluted doses have the most powerful effect.
Exactly, exactly. They find out that, let's say, from space it's coming waves. And they find out that these waves, when they're very powerful, the water in the body, stop them immediately, stop doing damage.
What kind of waves are you saying? What kind?
MMM waves. It's like
MM waves?
Mary waves.
I haven't heard about those. They're from outer space.
It's a natural wave.
It's like gamma waves or something, high frequency waves.
Yes.
Okay.
And in particular, they were curious because it was many different frequencies, types, strengths, and so on, and traveling in the space. A Soviet scientist was very, very concerned about it.
Right.
So,
okay.
Experiment with that. They find out that if it's a strong signal, it's being stopped by the body. And what is the major the barrier is the water.
Because we are 80% water.
Exactly. We're at least 80%. We've been born about 94, 95, and by the time of our death, we're 50.
I see. So there's some relationship between being alive and having water, isn't there?
Exactly. Exactly. You see, when people losing about 10%, 2% of water, they feel thirsty. When they lose 10% of water, they feel hallucinations. They start to hallucinate. And if they lose 12% of water, they die.
What's the relationship between frequency and water?
Yeah, the water is a response. responding to the frequencies. What are responding to? Strength of the frequencies, how strong they are, and how, what kind of a frequency. So I want to come back to this MM waves.
Yeah.
They find out if it's a powerful, very strong, the water will stop it. But if it's a weak, what I mean by weak, it's like a candle glowing from 100 miles.
You mean it's more subtle. The more subtle the wave, the less the body's able to stop
exactly.
it.
Then it's permitting. When uh-huh. it's a very subtle, like a candle burning from 100 miles away, and
right.
then the body will work with it, permit. It's like, as you said, it's like the homeopathy.
I see. So when the body permits those subtle waves in, it does more damage because it's less aware. It can react to the strong effects, but it's sort of defenseless because it doesn't think it has to defend itself from the weaker frequencies.
Exactly. And the same way it could do damage, but the same way it could do a lot of good.
I see. Okay.
The homeopathy. So it's not necessarily damage. But we're talking about just sensitivity of the body, and as the guy physicist says, less is more.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
So less is more. So that's where we now we go into the area that we cannot measure the frequency. For example, the frequency of the thought.
Of the thoughts.
Yeah, of thought. The thoughts.
Every thought has its own frequency, okay.
It's thought, different meaning, different picture in your mind, right?
But right.
It's a different. We know it translates from one frequency to another. Like my voice would go to your ears, and then mechanical movement will create electrical, then electrical will create in the brain neuron movement, and then photon, and then ion, and then some kind of picture you have in your mind. And you know what I'm talking about.
Right. So your voice is a certain frequency, and actually I recognize it. The sound of your voice that's unique to you, I recognize your voice. So you are projecting a unique frequency with the voice like pretty much everyone else.
Exactly.
Right? That's their signature frequency, let's say.
That's a signature. So we definitely know there is something that we could see and feel and see with the equipment, and something that we don't. For example, as you mentioned, homeopathy.
Yeah.
We know that different homeopathy work differently. We definitely know there is no more water molecule there. If you're gonna go like a 1 mm or 1 mm, I mean, it's only
right. There's no trace at all of the substance at all. Right. It's so the water itself has changed its frequencies.
Exactly. It's recording that and remembering, amplifying it, and passing to our water or to our life force. And uh-huh. our body could recognize this very, very weak frequency. And as weaker they are, as stronger it is.
Right. So because that water, that frequency in the water that's been affected, then affects the waters in our body with that same resonance. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So our water resonates with the other water.
Okay.
And
right.
Recognize, like you recognize my voice, and I recognize your voice.
Right. Right.
Now
right.
we have a certain different frequency. We have
uh-huh.
a frequency. We know that people could you could look at the person and make the person do things that person doesn't want to do. How do they call it? It's
hypnotize somebody.
Hypnotize. You know, it's been done through the
right. But get back to the MM thing, and then we'll talk about water, because water is really your specialty, and that's really how we're going to save the planet with this specialized water.
Exactly.
So what's the outer space frequency?
MM frequency was. It was just a point that they was investigating, and they stumbled that water has its own properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's a property that it will permit damage, or will not permit, it will stop. And so it's like we are. The weaker signal is stronger for us, and a very strong signal is being stopped. So water is our protector. And that's
uh-huh.
what they went after. They want to see how the water operates. what does it need in new water that they could go into space travel and prolong their life? Or what will prolong their life, or it doesn't matter. And what they find out that when they recycled water, that water was damaging the cells. The cosmonauts was getting older. The immune system is getting into chaos. And it was very strange because water was very clean.
And because people think water is water. But you and the Soviets and the Russians discovered, well, other people probably knew it, there was something else to water than just being clean. There's something else that happens.
Exactly. They tried to experiment with the minerals and create structure of the minerals and so on and so forth, and it didn't happen. It's actually when they were creating structure, so it was actually more damaged because water was amplifying toxins.
Oh, I see. Huh.
Oh, here it is. So what they did, they took back to drawing board on Earth and started researching what does the water do in the dirty lake. It will affect body much better than purest, cleanest water. They did.
Wait, so water from a dirty lake will be healthier for someone than clean, recycled water is what you're saying?
Exactly. They took water from the lake, and they took the same water, ran through the reverse osmosis, and clean water. And the water from the lake, it was much better for the body, for the cells, than clean water.
So we're not just, so what is it that's in, I mean, it seems like recycled water is sort of dead water, I think, you know, it's...
Yeah, recycled water, what I'm trying to say that, When they saw that effect, they start looking who is knowledge the best to start taking research on water. And the professor Yushin was the one because he was researching effect of seismic activity on the living system. Because the movement of the plates on Earth or whatever was preceding the seismic activity, or for example, the flare up on the sun, so the flares on the sun was affecting bacteria, and they very slow moving bacteria become chaotically moving when it was a flare on the sun. It didn't get yet on Earth. It's like another 8 minutes, but every bacteria already felt it.
As soon as there's a sun flare, we feel it, even though the light doesn't get here for 8 minutes later.
Absolutely.
How do you explain that?
Oh, because they was recording. They took bacteria and they look at the bacteria how they behave, and then something happened in the sun, and they see bacteria start behaving differently. And after 8 minutes, when we see what happened in the sun, we understand that bacteria are reacting to the sun.
But how do you explain it? What's the reason?
The reason is that we're going to come to it. Let's get slowly to it.
Okay, we'll get slow. We'll approach it slow. There's a lot of good concepts you're throwing out. We need to integrate it, yes.
Yeah, the same thing on Earth. The movement of the Earth crust, the geometrical figures of the Earth crust, the breakage of the crystalline structures, which is made of geometrical figures, they're all affecting water to the certain with a certain frequency, or we call certain energies, because we cannot count those frequencies, but we know the energy counts in the vibration. It's a pure vibration then.
Mm-hmm.
So the Earth crust, the geometrical figures of the Earth crust, are overlapping distances, angles. Is it drastically affecting water as energy and its energetic structure that then passing information to us?
So you're saying the movements of the Earth's crust pass energetic information to the water, and then that water gives it to our bodies?
Exactly. The water could pass to our body information, the place where we're at, what's going on, and how is it going on? Remember at the time of the tsunami that animals was running way ahead of
the right. They were aware of the, but they knew what was happening before the humans. Yeah.
Exactly what's happening to bacteria. So bacteria could feel that that plate or some kind of electromagnetic activity is in Earth is going before anything happening. So they
uh-huh.
water because the bacteria itself is practically water.
Yeah, lots of people feel earthquakes or animals feel earthquakes days before that happens. So I understand.
Exactly.
I mean, that's been proven, but I still don't understand the mechanism, so we'll get to that. Okay.
Medium is a plasma. You know, there is a fourth state of the matter is a plasma.
Wait, besides gas, liquid, and solids?
Solid
plasma.
It's a plasma. And after plasma, the Professor Inushin name it as it's with the Polish scientists, they name it as a bioplasma.
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 Now what's plasma? How do you define plasma?
Plasma is when electron proton is free of atom. Is they like free state?
Okay.
Like our sun is a plasma.
So it's not a solid or a liquid or a gas. It's something.
It's a plasma.
Like
it's something different.
It's something different, but it's more right. gaseous liquid type of thing, right?
Look at our sun. It's a plasma state.
Well,
look at our ionosphere. It's a plasma state.
Okay, so now bioplasma means what then?
It's the next step from the plasma, and it's like a plasma allowed to communicate to bioplasma.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... Do all things have a bioplasma? Does everything have a...
Everything living.
Everything living has a bioplasma. Would that be a field around them or what?
It's a biofield. As Professor Gurevich called it, biofield.
It's a biofield.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the Earth, they call geoplasma. Geoplasma is... If you take onion, for example, right?
Uh-huh.
And you put in a glass of water, and you let it grow, the roots, let them grow. What are you going to see? You're going to see the roots is trying to reach the earth, right? Because they are the much before us, they learn how to extract life energy from earth.
Yeah.
Same thing as the bacteria. They,
uh-huh.
they way, way before us, they learn how to extract and how to use. So that in the homeopathy that we call life force, that is a bio, it's a bioplasma, because without that particular force, the living system cannot sustain the life.
Wait, so you're saying it's a field around us? It's
in us, in every cell.
It's in every cell, but it's not a physical thing, is it?
It's a physical. We just don't have a yet equipment to identify it. But by the way, we do have it. We have a Corleon camera.
Oh, so it's energetic. Oh, I see. It's like an energetic field. But it actually, some people say it's the energy that makes up the physical. The energy comes first, and then the physical matter follows. Would you say that? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So I know what you mean. It's the energetic field. You're calling it biofield, but it's the life force field that everything has.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So now, how do you connect that to water? Does water have a biofield?
The water is the only one substance who able to carry that biofield, which called a hydroplasma. Because water is a substance with thermodynamically unbalanced, stable system. And that particular system could hold that plasma charge.
Wait, I think I lost you now. Now you're saying water is the only thing that can hold a bioplasmic charge?
Yes.
I mean, translate it from one substance to another?
Yes. Translate it and hold it and remember. And when it's a request or a resonant frequency, it will pass to another water molecule.
Uh-huh. So it can transfer from one water molecule to another.
Yeah, and that actually could amplify or denote, it depends quality of water. You see, you could amplify nutrients or you could amplify toxins, whichever you want.
Okay. So it doesn't matter what it amplifies. It's just an amplifier.
Yes, it will. It depends on the quality. The water with the bioplasm in it, it's called anti-entropy water. What is it? Entropy. Entropy word means decay, falling apart. Right.
Right. Everything has entropy in some ways. Yes.
Different time. Right. 100
right.
years. 50 years, 5 years, two minutes, 2 seconds. The
okay.
same thing, there is an anti-entropy force.
Anti-entropy force. Okay, there's entropy, and which is life. Life is anti-entropy, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. So
okay.
Bioplasm is the anti-entropy force for the life.
Okay. Bioplasm holds entropy. Okay, I'm with you so far. Okay. So
we have a force which is keeping us in the structure. You know, to really vividly imagine anti-entropy force. Imagine the drop falling from the sky from the rain, and as long as it's flying, it has a nice beautiful shape and so on. So anti-entropy at that time is stronger than entropy. But
anti-entropy, right?
As soon as it hits the ground, the entropy forces become stronger than anti-entropy, and the drop fall apart.
Okay, so your great discovery was somehow to put the anti-entropy force back in the water.
Exactly. Put that force, it will amplify nutrients and slow down pathological material. Exactly.
Was this your discovery? I mean, lots of people claim to have a lot of great different waters out there.
I wouldn't claim. This is discovery of Professor Inushin.
Okay.
With the Polish scientist Sedlak, and it was the work of Professor of Mathematics Kobzev, who came up with the mathematical formula for the living systems, because the second law of thermodynamics says that mechanism cannot work or run without outside energy. So the Professor Kobzev mathematically was able to express that human being or any other living system has to have energy from outside to fill that gap. Otherwise, they will not be able to run.
I get that. So how do you get anti-entropy into water, though? What's that process?
That process is, remember we talked about bacteria?
Yeah.
And remember we talked about roots of the tree?
Right.
So that's where Inushin and a group of scientists went into. They start researching how is the roots extracting geoplasm from Earth and how they convert into the life and how the bacteria are using it.
Yeah, but how do we get that? Was Dr. Inushin able to get that into the water?
I'm coming.
Oh, you're getting there. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm coming to it.
So what they did, they
create, and another comparison for you and listeners to know. For example, you know, when before people die, they could walk 2-3 hours before and smiling like they're recovering. And then suddenly, within a second, they're dead, right?
Yeah.
So it's been recorded before death. It's a very strong, like 1,000 times glowing of biofield or energy.
Uh-huh. The idea is to have that while you're still alive and make you as healthy as possible, right?
Right. So the body tried to make another attempt to connect, to get more. And that's where the people smiling and so on, and with the boom, with the explosion, it lives and person is dead. And the same vitamins is in the cells, and the same nutrients, and the same everything, but the person is not alive. And so they find out when water is outside the cell membrane, is one structure. When water is inside the cell membrane, next to cell membrane, next to cell membrane, it is a second structure. But when the water is in the middle of the cell, it has a structure only until cells are alive. As soon as cells are not alive, the water structure falling apart. So that's how the KGB was trying to do to create psychotropic weapon, so they could influence the life from the distance, that particular energy and that particular water structure to do. And that's where Professor Inushin did his research, and he created what he called bioplasma body, that it's contained in the vacuum, but bacteria and the roots of the tree in the vacuum, they're bringing up to the certain stage when they start glowing rapidly and strong like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And they seal them. So, and actually, they keep that state, and they actually developing and become stronger, stronger, and stronger inside.
I lost you for a second. Now, how do they get that into the water, that state? How does that?
Now, remember, when they're in that stage, they're glowing, right?
Right.
They're glowing. Now they put in the middle, in the middle of the, let's say, of the canister or can, right?
Right.
And then they put water spinning very, very strongly and going from against the Earth gravity, spinning very strongly around it. And at the top of it, it the spin is kind of a slowed down and falling apart. At that moment, the water absorbing the most of that energy.
Wait, when you put water in some kind of spinning thing against the Earth's gravity, saying?
And around the bioplasma body.
Around, and that creates the most abundant life force for the body?
Exactly, for the water.
For the water. The water is able to hold that biosphere, bioplasma.
Exactly. It's kind of absorbing like a chick effect. You know, when chick been born from the egg, if you put football next to chick, it will think it's mother and will follow the football everywhere. Same thing happens with the water. It's the chick effect.
Well, I don't get the chick effect. What do you mean?
When chick been born, right?
I know. I get the football thing. But when the water
changes stages between, let's say, strong spinning and then relaxing, those molecules, when they change their shape and stage, they start absorbing that energy.
Okay, so you spin the water, and then the water still has that spin in it, even when it's not spinning anymore.
It's slowing down, and slowing down is reshaping the water molecule structure, and they start rapidly absorbing wherever around as they inflammation.
Wait, the water molecules, are you saying observe?
Absorb. It's like
absorb what's all around. I see.
Yes.
The water absorbs, and what's around when it's
around is the biofield. Remember the
I see. So you're spinning water near a biofield, and then when it slows down, it absorbs the biofield into the water molecule.
Exactly, and that's how you create anti-entropy water.
Oh, okay. What's the biofield made from again that you're spinning?
It's a combination of bacteria and the roots of the trees in the hibernative state.
Why bacteria? Why not like humans? Or why do you use bacteria?
But you can't put human into the vacuum. Bacteria.
But it doesn't have to be like a good bacteria, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. They select their own bacteria. You know, it's a proprietary technology. And, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, does it matter what type of...
any bacteria, because it's enclosed in the vacuum, and it's just emission of the life force energy. That's all it is.
So I get it now. That's how water is able to absorb the bioplasma from the life force and hold it in its structures.
Exactly. We're mimicking water structure, which is existing only in the living cells.
I see. And now you've been able to take this program broader and geared towards certain illnesses or certain situations or certain health conditions, how do you do that? Because that's pretty miraculous. I think people in the audience should know about that.
You see, we learn. First of all, we learn how to create anti-entropy water, and the most difficult was to learn to do how to create concentrated water. You know, you can't concentrate water, but you need into the space travel. You need have a little bit to activate a lot.
So what do you mean concentrated water? So if you had a little bit, and where would you pour it into to make more? You don't make more water.
You could take one drop of revitalized concentrate, anti-entropy water, and you could put in the whole glass of the recycled water, and the recycled water will become a life water.
I see. So they were doing that on the Russian cosmonauts? Were they doing that?
Sure. Of course. And you see, they call life water because the water that we create, it's emitting photons. Any living system is emitting a lot of photons.
And recycled water does not emit photons.
Very, very, very little. We have a research done by Professor Vayekov in Moscow State University with the photon counter. It's like Professor Pop, photon counter. Remember that book?
Karl Pop?
Yeah, Professor Pop.
Oh, right, because Papa realized that actually photons were coming out of the cells themselves.
Exactly. So that's when
right.
they're alive. But they're not
so
alive.
The great discovery by the Russian cosmonauts or the scientists was that dead water basically had no photons being emitted from it, and living water had photons that were replenishing the life of the cells.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Like a living, and the interesting is that revitalized is you put a little bit, and the other water will start glowing every hour, every day, stronger. It's like communicate with its own and start to resonate and getting alive.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing discovery. How come? I mean, I know it's a separate question, but why don't people know that about? Why aren't we taught this about water? It's such an important aspect of water and life.
Many things, you know, to bring to people knowledge, you have to have a money, and mostly they bring propaganda. So that Coca-Cola is good for them, you know, smiling
right.
rock star is a drinking Pepsi like a Michael Jackson, and so on and so forth. You know, there is a lot of science which has been discovered and developed, and we don't know about it because we cannot say everything. You know, it's illegal, mate, to say things that you want to say. And you know, and another thing is, to deliver the message to the people who, with the 200 years, have been bombarded that it's good Coca-Cola or Pepsi, and suddenly water with the photons and. What the photons is about and what kind of a water. You know, thank God the people are aware right now that clean water is a very important.
Right.
You know, a whole world is talking about clean water. But the problem is that they're not talking healthy water. Clean water doesn't mean healthy water.
You don't believe in reverse osmosis machines and things like that, you know?
I do believe, and I think it's one of the best ways to clean water, to make it clean, but we need to bring it to life. Not with when you put minerals into dead water, it's a chemical solution. It's even worse.
Oh, so don't put minerals into your dead water, huh? So your water, I know you sell some water that revitalizes with little drops, but could you just shake up your water or run it through run it over rocks or something? Wouldn't that help?
You know, anything could help. You know, you could put next to magnet or funnel and run water through that with the magnet.
Or crystals in your water, right?
In the water. You know, it will make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are talking about, you know, God, it's been done by ancient people, you know, in the water and so on. But we have something which is absolutely astonishing what it does. You see, not only bioplasm and a structure and a high amplitude vibration and so on, but also could create water suiting these certain imbalances, like a menopausal imbalances or...
How do you get so specific like that? Because you're revitalizing the water, you're giving it more biofeel, but how do you direct its frequency to certain conditions in the human body? That part I don't understand.
Here what we do. You remember we talked about plasma and the bioplasma field?
Yeah, yeah.
How they communicate. So there is another astonishing discovery was by a Russian scientist that you could, in a certain frequency plasma field, you could put substance in it, and that particular substance emits they own energy, right, on frequency, and you could arouse subtle energies, and you could record them, and when you record them, you could amplify them. So and when you amplify them, then you could infuse into the water. It's like a consciousness of substance. It's like it's like a full picture. It's like a holographic picture of many dimensions.
Well, but what's the initial thing that directs, this particular waters towards particular organs? Let's say.
Plasma field does. But let's say if we wanna do affect, pancreas, right?
Right.
What we will do, we'll have an extract of pancreas, very live, fresh extract of pancreas.
Of whose pancreas? Human pancreas?
Yeah. No. It's even animal pancreas. They're interchangeable. All those stem cells, energies, they're interchangeable.
So some kind of pancreas cell, you'll have a...
We arouse that subtle energy or consciousness we call...
Okay, how do you do that? How do you arouse the energy or consciousness of...
We place it into the plasma field.
Into the what field?
Plasma field.
Okay, the plasma field.
Yeah,
which we talked about before, the life force.
Exactly. So we put in the plasma field, we arouse it through the free vibrations, and then we record them. And after that, we infuse into...
Record them?
They record it. It's a special device which could record it.
It's like a magnetic recording or recording?
Right. It's a frequency recorder, yes.
Okay, I got you. So you record the frequency of that biofield that's coming from those particular cells, let's say.
Exactly. And then we infuse that field into our product. And this way, you know, it's very interesting that it's... What the physically things could do, for example, insulin, right? And we did energy of insulin, and we thought that it's going to lowering down the blood sugar in the bloodstream. But when we took the energy off and then reintroduced through the water to the body, it was astounded that it's raising up sugar in the bloodstream.
Do the reverse of that to help people.
Yeah,
right?
The reverse, because the destiny of the consciousness of insulin is to raise sugar level inside the cell.
Well, that's the thing. How do you know you are helping people and not hurting them if they have some subtle conditions?
Before we put anything on the market, we would test. We test in the clinic. We test in Kazakhstan. Everything we have is all been tested.
Okay, so your stuff then really has, so tell us some of the things that the water has done because of the healing work that you've done with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you know we create, it's our bestseller is it's called stress arrest water. Stress arrest. It's arresting stress where it is. You know, it helps body to recover, to slow down production of cortisol, adrenaline. It makes people feel positive, non-stressed.
But how were they able to record that in the water? how were they able to make that stress arrest water and have that? What did they do to the water?
We did a lot of research, which substances and which things is helping to reduce stress on the body, to reduce cortisol.
I mean, but you use like the same process. You use some kind of cells, and then they sort of were resisting stress or something like that.
Yes, we use cells. We use minerals. We use crystalline structures. It depends, you know. It's a very, very, very tedious work to do. It's not as simple as we're talking right now, as we're discussing.
Okay. So anyway, I know. It's probably, you know, 20 years of research into this type of frequencies of water that you've been working with. So anyway, you have this. You made the stress arrest, and then what's its effects on the body? You were saying.
The effect is like this. It's a lowering down cortisol and adrenaline level. The people start to feel non-stressed, start to feel very positive, relaxed. The first 2 minutes, they feel very relaxed, and about 15 to 30 minutes, they feel like a joyous. They feel very positive, even about bad things.
Every time they drink the water?
Every time they drink the water, they get into that stage. If they drink this water all the time, they're in that stage. They're in the stage of anti-stress.
Mm-hmm. So are doctors using this? Because it seems like, really, if this is really what you say it is, and I actually have been drinking the water, I feel pretty good, but I do hundreds of different things, so I don't know. But I feel good drinking the water. I really do, so.
You're talking about drinking revitalized water, right?
Yes, your water you gave me, I feel really good. But what are doctors saying about this? Because obviously you can prove this if people... You know, insulin changes, if there's stress, you can prove this in a laboratory. What are doctors saying?
You see, the Dr. Richard Gerber? He wrote
Vibrational Medicine, great book.
He's raving about our product. You could see on our website his testimonial. It's revitalizedbiogenic.com.
Revitalizedbiogenic.com is your website?
Right, revitalizedbiogenicsingular.com. And you could see people from Penn State University, from Material Lab. Assistant professor is there. She was astounded at what our water could do for her.
Wait, can you also order the water on the website?
Yes, absolutely. We have almost 30 different waters. By the way, did I tell you that we send... 9 pallets, 72 cases of each pallet were sent to the USS Kaufman. We donate to our guys in the Middle East.
You just did this? You just donated this water to the Middle East?
Yeah, it was a couple of years already ago when they was constantly in the Persian Gulf.
Was there any... feedback about what the effect it had?
Anybody could read on our website at revitalizedbiogenic.com from the lieutenant who had the crew, from the captain of the ship. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's lifesaver.
Wow, I didn't know that. So you're developing these products, and we need to get it to doctors then, obviously, right? Because...
We that's what we start doing in the beginning. We spread through the doctors, naturopathic doctors, homeopathic doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, whatever who is looking in to help the patients. But
you know, even before we get it to the doctors, we need a new way of thinking, a new paradigm for health and water and chemistry. Doctors, the mainstream won't accept it until we change the way they think about things. So wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. The industry makes them think that way. And plus, you cannot change paradigm until you change water, because water will dictate us what to do.
Water will dictate the new paradigm, but we have to change the paradigm before we can believe that water is frequency and can hold a frequency. I mean,
Slowly but surely, people start realizing that. Remember, take a look 10 years ago, nobody was talking about structured water. And when I start in 1997, when I start researching the water and working with the water, nobody was talking. Nobody even advertised clean water at that time. Take a look now. We have everybody, every time somebody come up with some kind of a new water. I mean, everybody realized that's the way to make money. But the real water, understanding, for example, revitalize. If you're drinking, you're not only benefiting your body. When you go and excrete your body liquids or body, it's all benefiting Earth because it has such a high amplitude frequency made to change other water. You take our a half a liter bottle of concentrate and you put into the dead lake, you will see how dead lake will rejuvenate.
Really? So you can change a dead lake, a dead algae-filled lake, into something vitalized with your water?
Lake.
Well, are people doing these experiments? Are they doing these tests?
Yeah, in Russia they did a lot.
Well, people need to do them here and really.
Yeah, I did. I have a friend of mine. She worked in upstate New York. She's a kinesiologist, and she has one pond which is very good, and another one very thick. We just put there 1 liter of our concentrate. God, it's a nice pond.
But what can you tell to people who, I mean, what will help shift the paradigm? What would you like to say to people for them to understand this about water and who we are as energy and frequency? What can you say?
Well, I could say that if they will drink anti-entropy, high amplitude water, and especially with the stress arrest water, they will become very, very, very positive thinking people who is going to bring positive events. We know when you're positively thinking, you'll bring positive events. As soon as you stress out, immediately your negative thinking will start bring more and more negative events. Our help to do so, we have a product for children, which is make them calmer and much concentrated. We have for mature women, for mature men, we have...
Right, to replace hormones and all that. But what's the name of your website again for people to get...
RevitalizedBiogenic.com.
RevitalizedBiogenic.com. But I'm asking not just how can we change our thinking in order to accept what you're telling us? Of course, it's in the proof of people of the product, but... How do we need to think differently?
It is that we are made of water.
We are made of water.
Yeah, we're made of water.
Well, everybody knows that, but the key, how do you get frequency in that equation?
If you will drink water with the proper frequencies, it will change the world around you.
It will change the world around you.
Exactly. Water will dictate what to do, how events going to go, are you lucky or you're not lucky, and so on. Because everything is in the water.
It'll change whether you're lucky or not?
Yes.
Really?
Positive.
Because everything will be positive. But what can we say about frequency to help open up the paradigm, I guess I'm really asking you? How do we change our idea of frequency, and water can hold frequency. I know that comes back to the beginning of the conversation, but that's
our education. Alan, it's only education will help you to realize and understand. And if you go on our website, you will see and you will read what you need to do to change the paradigm, to change you.
But just in the last few minutes, just give us a brief kind of just a synopsis of what we need to change the paradigm. If you can quote some things off the website, that would be great. Or I can go look at...
Yeah, to change the paradigm, you need to start getting educate yourself, and you have to start positive thinking. The positive thinking will bring you into the positive event that you will be able to change paradigm. And everybody around you will feel that they need to do it. As soon as you're in a negative state, nobody will want to cooperate with you or help you with that.
So even if you're feeling bad, you have have to somehow look at a way to feel uplifted.
Exactly. And you always need to think like this. You know, you are not against the war. You are for peace. You see?
Right. Not against something, but for something.
Right.
If you're against something, that's negative.
Yeah. It's like, God, take away from me disease. Here you are in a negative state. What about God give me health?
Right. Okay, that's a really nice key point to go on. It's not, it's what's for. It's not against war. As soon as you're against something, that againstness is against life, really.
Here you are. The revitalized make people, you remember when you took it first, it's kind of make it nice, relaxed, kind of a soothing way.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a very valuable product. I mean,
make very, very positive. Not crazy positive. Normal positive person with all the problem, but he will thinking how to resolve that problem. Mm.
So where is the research going now? What's the future of revitalized water, and how are we going to get it out there in a bigger way? Of course, this radio program, but...
Now we're doing our clinical studies. We're talking right now with a large circle of doctors who has a large influences, who has an open mind, especially medical doctors, and that's where we're going to. So they will deliver the message. We're going to the radio, thanks to you. We are in Manhattan cable channel, we're trying to spread the word as much as we can.
Well, I think it's a great new way to understand, you know, water isn't what we think it is. It's actually a conveyor of messages of healing and health to the body. It's a medium for health. You know,
every single second of life, it brings new and new information to us.
Water does. Oh, go back to that thing of how a solar flare can immediately affect our cells on the Earth.
Exactly. The bacteria.
How do they do it immediately?
Plasma field. Through the plasma field this way, it's like the same, like a zero-point field, you see. They feeling way before, 8 minutes before light came to the Earth.
I know, but because we're living in a huge bioplasmic field that's connected to the sun directly,
Directly.
There's no separation between us and the sun in a kind of bigger biofield that we live in?
Everything is one. It's all our environment. Same thing in the body. Every organ relates to each other, to fingers, to the toes, to the tongue, to the nose, to the eyes, hair. Same thing in the universe. Everything is related to each other. We feel it. We recognize it. We understand it. Everything done through the water.
So we're all one, essentially. We're all really, I mean, the illusion is we're separate, but the reality is that we're really one being.
Exactly.
And water is the glue that connects us all.
Absolutely. The water is the glue. The water is the carrier. The water is the amplifier. Water is everything. That's why we are 80% water. And anything we do into our body, if water doesn't want it, it will not accept it.
Actually, they're finding water everywhere throughout the universe now as they look to other planets and other life forms. They're finding water all over there. So, we're just about out of time. Just give people numbers to reach you and, you know, maybe where they can find you. So go ahead.
Yeah, the number is 718-648. 2814, 718-648-2814. We have also toll-free number 877-BioWater. And our website is revitalizedbiogenic.com, www.revitalizedbiogenic.com.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I've been, thank you, Dr. Oleg Yasko. naturopath from Brooklyn, living in Brooklyn, Revitalized Water. I've been talking to him this last hour on New Reality. Thank you, Dr. Yasko, for...
Thank you very much.
And we'll do more. This was just laying a foundation for other, you know, for upcoming shows. So thank you for being a guest.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, and you can catch me every week. Check my website, newrealities.tv. Email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Here's my closing song, Song of the Soul. Okay, here we go.